This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening to us. Boy,
is that Bieber? Little...
Yeah. With Quavo,
oh, that
right?
That is my boy. All right.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's on the charts coming up at 7 o'clock. Right now, though, it's time for the news. Let's do this.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app. And you get it, and then you listen to radio on your phone. It's awesome.
Easy.
It allows you to listen to radio wherever you go in the world. You can bring your home radio station with you.
Yep.
Amazing. The technology.
Oh, my God. How do they do it?
Technology.
It's amazing. Anyway, so here we are on July 1st.
Oh, my God. Happy 1st of July, everyone.
Right. I got a couple things I'll tell you about that are happening in July. But let me begin with my first story here. Now, we already know, I'm not going to waste a bunch of time telling you that the coronavirus is spiking in California, because we all already know that. So yep. That's happening around us. One of the interesting updates that I saw this morning is Santa Clara officials have announced they have new guidelines to safely reopen local public and private schools for the upcoming school year.
Oh.
So I thought, oh, that's interesting. Okay, so let's take a look at it. And they really have been busy. They've put together a serious pamphlet for the schools to consider. I don't know exactly how they're going to put all this in place, but basically they're saying they plan to reopen schools. So it's going to involve drop-off times and paths taken to and from class. So, oh. You know, like the grocery store, there's a circle they'll run you through.
Yeah.
Especially when you're at the checkout. So it'll be similar to that, in that you'll get to your class in an orderly fashion, as opposed to everyone going every direction.
And bumping into each other in the halls.
That's crazy. Well, they're going to have to do all of these things. Also, you know, in a situation where you're in one room, that would be elementary school. That's a pretty safe scenario, as you're not mixing with other students. So now they just have to deal with the recess and lunch times.
Yeah.
But it's all written up, and it's too thick to get into it all here. But I thought, if you're someone who's got kids and you're fretting over the upcoming school year, at least this is something to look at and see what they've come up with.
Right.
The first article I found was very short, a shortened version of it, but then it was like, click here to see the actual article, and it's beefy.
Mm.
So I'll be checking that out later.
It's early, bro.
It's thick, but you know, they've had to think of everything. Are they going to be able to put partitions up between students? That may be one of the ways. The same thing that we're dealing with at also the grocery stores and other retail.
Yeah.
You know, you put up those things are not free, so I don't know what that's going to do
not.
To everybody's budgets, but that's one of the things that they're talking about, is having some kind of way to divide people. And
right.
Hoping.
Good luck, because honestly, for every kid that's going to school or isn't going to school, there's a set of parents who are really hoping that not just that they can send their kid off to school because they need to get stuff done, but that they can do it safely. Because if you're at work fretting all day, wondering if your kid's going to bring home the coronavirus to you, that's also not productive.
Well, that's one of the things as I started to read this big, let me see here, COVID-19 prepared, reopening of Santa Clara County K through 12 schools for 2021 school year. As I started reading through it, they talk about the transmission rates from kids to adults and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And they're saying it's not coming from the kid to the grown up. It's coming from the grown up to the kid.
Really?
So for whatever reason, they think that it's possible, and they've seen this in other countries, that the kids will be okay if they're kept sort of in a safe setting. I don't know. That's, you know, I've seen them backtrack on everything they've said about this stuff. So
right.
Whether or not that'll be the case here. But they address a lot. Arrival and departure, classroom settings, non-classroom settings, bus transportation to and from school, face coverings, mm-hmm. hand washing, food service, extracurricular activities. Some of that stuff may go away. I don't know. But we got our kids signed up in Spanish after school. So she was doing her kindergarten day, and then once a week she'd go to Spanish class.
Right.
I have a feeling those things are going away. But I didn't get through the handbook here to see how they're going to deal with all of it. And I'll do that and let you know what I was able to find out later.
Okay.
This virus has no effect on children except for those children in which it affects.
Thank you.
Right.
Abri.
Exactly right. While
Adley.
We're on
Adley.
This story is just disgusting. So I won't give you all the gory details. But a serious criminal has been brought to justice. John Zaretsky is facing 15 to 30 years in federal prison.
What did he do?
He is a pedophile. Oh. And he is a music school teacher. So he is someone who for many years has been around our kids and up to no good. He founded a music program called Flutes Across the World. They're Gross. Saying that he was giving tainted flutes to kids.
What does
tainted... You know exactly what it means.
Oh, trouser flute.
No. Well, yes, he was tainting them with his... So the flutes
Wait,
were...
what? You're telling me he was putting his... stuff on there?
The flutes weren't clean.
Oh.
And this is one of the many things he was up to. He's also a dude who has been proved to take those vacations in the Philippines, you know, the one that Gary Glitter got arrested for.
Oh, you're kidding me. Gross.
So this is a guy who's been in our schools in California, not in Northern California, but in Southern, but still a dude who was up to all kind of nonsense. They even got him online.
Wow.
Having conversations with underage people, trying to convince them. Oh, there's the... Bryn's got the art. That's the guy right there with the drum in his hand.
Ick.
Yeah, he's been brought to justice. That's good news, right?
Yeah.
As I read the story, I was just like, oh my God.
Every parent get it in jail. Pedophiles are hated in jail.
Every parent wants to never stop punching that guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Are you kidding?
Ugh.
All right. On with it being July 1st, everyone. Welcome to July. Yay!
Hooray!
I know we have an official... Right. We have an official sort of memorial kind of kicks off summer, and then you've got the official summer date of whatever it is, the 21st or 22nd.
Yeah.
And then you've got 4th of July, which is this is the weekend.
It's my favorite holiday.
And it's most people's favorite holiday, and yet we've got a different, you know, scenario happening right now.
Yeah.
The good news is here in July, we're supposed to see baseball and basketball return. Yay!
More on that in the 7 o'clock trash.
Oh no! What's gonna happen?
I'm sure everything will work out just fine, Vinny, and they'll be playing baseball before you know it.
All right.
Okay.
You just leave that report right there, then.
All right.
Hamilton apparently is going to land on Disney Plus this Friday.
Yes.
It looks like there's a Tom Hanks World War II movie called Greyhound premiering on Apple TV. That's July 10th. Something called Palm Springs by Andy Samberg is going to be on Hulu.
Well, that's fun.
Of course, 4th of July is this Saturday, and I believe fireworks are canceled all across the bay, everywhere.
I can't imagine that they do them because that causes gatherings, you know?
It's, right. Well,
I mean, I haven't even checked. I'm sure the Marin County Fair, which is I go to every single year, is I haven't heard a word about it. I have to assume it's canceled. I didn't see a cancellation, but how can they possibly?
Hopefully they're going to air. Oh, here it is. If you can't see the fireworks this year, there are still ways to watch. There is a fireworks show on PBS. I don't have any kind
of... It's just shots of past fireworks?
I guess.
Like, this was one of the best ones we ever saw.
Yeah, put that on the TV and then just watch.
Look at
that.
This one. It looks like a heart. This one, look, it's the flag.
We have so much fire danger here in California.
No doubt.
I just wish we'd do away with it all, but that's me. I know everyone's like, "Wow, you're not American." Okay.
Of course you're American.
I don't see how that's you know, as
how
important.
How they correlate.
Well,
look, here's the thing. I get it, and it's a real danger here. And in a lot of places around here, they're done over water. Like when San Francisco does them, they do them in barges out in the. So they're able to do it responsibly. But if you can't do it responsibly, you shouldn't be doing it. Like we've all seen what happens when fires happen. Oh my goodness! Would you look at what an amazing fireworks display. That is incredible.
Just watch it on YouTube, guys.
Yeah, that's all you need. And frankly, after a couple of them go off, I'm like, all right, well. Start the finale. Woo.
Oh, you're already over it, huh?
Well, I love them. I want to see them. I think it's fantastic. But how long does this have to go on for?
The best fireworks display I've seen in modern times was at Disneyland from our hotel window. And part of the reason I liked it so much is because I could sit in a nice chair and just watching it through the window. But I can't. You're right. I'm bored. I'm over it. I guess that's what it comes down to, because I don't feel a burning desire to get out there and see that.
I will say, the one he's showing us is quite spectacular.
That is.
It almost looks tripled, like they just... That is... I could sit and watch that for a few minutes. You know, a few minutes is...
Well, we are.
About my complete attention span.
Maybe I'll post this to the Serenity.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
please
do that.
Actually,
really
do
nice.
That. Then if you post it there, I will play it this weekend. That's fantastic.
Everybody's
how about
right,
a
fast everyone?
Fact, everybody?
Hey, everyone, it's time to watch. I would love a fast fact, Vincent.
Fast fact. I thought you'd find this interesting, Sarah. Portland, Oregon was named by a coin flip. The other name option was Boston. The two guys who founded the city were from Boston, Massachusetts, and Portland, Maine. The guy from Maine won the toss and named the city after his city, Portland.
That's... Very interesting. Boy, it is weird how things happen, isn't it? Sometimes you just hear, like, no one would ever do that, but turns out.
That's how that went.
That's how they figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
The CRV in Honda CRV stands for Comfortable Runabout Vehicle. So the next time you're behind a CRV and you're like, I wonder what, now you know, Comfortable Runabout Vehicle. Vehicle, everybody.
Oh, so I would have said compact, but not known what the R was. Compact
our text
run
number,
to the vehicle.
Oh, runt? Is that what you just said?
That's what I said, but, you know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707, come on.
What about it? Come on.
We know
what
he was doing with drumsticks. Wink, wink.
Oh.
Don't. Not on that.
You guys are gross. He's a pedo.
I'm a school worker and I'm terrified for August. Feels like a recipe for disaster. Well, let's see how the next couple weeks go. I'm hoping when we come back from vacation, this COVID thing's well under control.
I hope that too.
I hope that it's one of those subjects that we barely touch on first show back.
Right. We'll be like, oh, remember back in the old days when we had COVID? Yeah, that's, you know, hopes and dreams.
Right.
I hope all your dreams come true, Vinny.
Sarah, I read the Instagram post you shared from Ian Desmond. So powerful and important. Thanks for sharing.
That's actually part of the deal with people coming back into baseball and stuff. This guy's post is, I started reading it this morning because they're saying not all the guys are coming back, and many of them are saying, look, I'm opting out completely. And this one guy says, I'm opting out, but not just because of COVID. It's because I had this sort of epiphany in my life. He's biracial. Mm-hmm. And I read his post this morning, and it's long. It's, you know, it's photographs of because you can't, I think there is a limit to how big your caption can be, so it's on like 10 pages, and I started reading it and I could not stop reading it. It's his story as he goes back to the field where he grew up on, and what the coaching he received meant to him, and how different his life was from this black kid that he knew. And it'll take you a few minutes, but it's worth your time. It was I couldn't not repost it. I thought it was incredible.
It made the news yesterday too, and it was really.
Oh, did you look at it?
Yeah, he made the news because he's clearly struggling, but he's also clearly saying I will turn down the money next season. I'm not playing, right? Isn't that what he ultimately says?
Well, he's saying, yeah, I'm not going to come back. He thinks that the place for him, and look, he's got money. He's been in the league, and he's got a nice house. And he's like, you know where I need to be? At home with my kids and my wife and with my community and doing what I can to get this baseball program back up so the kids can have the opportunities that I had.
Yep.
It's an incredible, and he talks a lot about education and how, you know, that is where this whole thing has to start.
Mm-hmm.
Equality in education. Everybody having the same opportunities in schools. Like, we F the military. We should be funding our schools. But that's just my opinion. And his, obviously.
And that's next.
We'll start with the very best songs in the country.
It won't be all
COVID-related. Woo!
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.